This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A quick fact here on the way to an assertion which will get us to our next story. Here's the fact. The World Bank says 26.3% of the Japanese population is over the age of 65. That puts it number two in the world and by far the developed economy with the oldest population. All right, so here's the assertion that when a country ages like that, things happen in its economy, what it produces and how it produces things, which gets us to the story from Marketplace's Sally Herships.
Japan is now arguably the oldest country in the world. Last year I visited, it wasn't like you could see it walking around Tokyo or the countryside, at least not in most places. But there was one easy way to spot the shift. Just turn on the TV. What we're listening to is a commercial. Three ladies of a certain age are strolling down a city street dressed in pastel jackets, but one of them seems to be worried about something. Hiromi Yamaguchi is with Euromonitor International. Can you tell me what just happened?
So basically, these three ladies, but one of the ladies had some problem with their incontinence, and she's more of a looking for toilets rather than enjoying the time with their friends.
An ad for incontinence products for seniors. It might not sound like a big deal, but according to the Pew Research Center, in Japan, there are now more diapers produced for adults than there are for babies. But it's not just hygiene products. Yamaguchi says all kinds of companies are making changes. Stores are slowing down escalators, and you can order groceries without the internet, like over the phone. Panasonic has an entire line of products just for seniors. Mio Yamanaka is with Panasonic. She says in rural areas, a lot of Japanese live in houses with two stories and stairs.
And these people will clean up their house, stairs, holding up the vacuum cleaners. And for them, the average weight, 4 kilos, was very heavy.
That's almost 9 pounds. So Yamanaka says Panasonic created a lighter vacuum. But companies aren't just making changes to products. They also have to change the way they're advertised for a new kind of Japanese senior. Anthony Kundi is CEO of Wonderman Japan, an international advertising firm. He says traditionally in Japan, society tends to change at a snail's pace. But then 2011 hit.
Just occasionally, something happens that is so dramatic that it forces things forward.
A 7.9 earthquake in Japan.
A magnitude 9 earthquake, which shifts a whole continent 3 meters to the left in a matter of seconds. That's pretty dramatic.
Kundi says in addition to the pain and legacy the country is still dealing with, the disaster also caused some other kinds of change.
It has brought out, I think, a more independent spirit within the Japanese people and a more questioning spirit and a thought of what do I really want out of the time I'm allotted here.
Kundi says this represents a major shift in attitude. The generation that's in its 70s now was born during a difficult time after World War II.
And, you know, you hear stories from these people about when they were children eating dirt because they had nothing, of course, as they were rebuilding. So really, everything for them was about how you built the country up. Everything was about our united good.
But he says now some advertisers are aiming more for bucket list and using a classic marketing strategy.
You don't want to give people a mirror. You want to give them a magnet. And, you know, if you're 70-year-old and you've got full health, do you want to watch, you know, lots of old people sticking stuff to the roof of their mouths? No. You want to see someone getting on a Harley Davidson tearing up the street because you couldn't do it before.
But Japan seniors can now. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.